Today's daf is daf kafav. We're going to start a kafem a bit at the bottom at the Mishnah. Harei zot tmurat ola, tmurat shlamim. So now somebody says something which seems to contradict each other. He says this animal is going to be a substitution for an ola, a substitution for a shlamim. So according to Rabbi Meir, harei zot tmurat ola, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that we go by the first thing he said. First he said tmurat ola, therefore it's going to be tmurat ola. Amar Rabbi Yossi, im lachen et kaven tchila, if really what he meant was both an ola and a replacement for a shlamim, a substitution, then ho il v'yefshar lekot shte shemot ke'achat, since he can't possibly say both at the exact same moment, kind of like zachor v'shamor v'dibor achad, you can't do that. Therefore, tvarav kayamin. Therefore, we're going to assume he meant both, and it's going to be counted as a substitution, both of an ola and a shlamim. Im misha amar tmurat ola nimlach va'amar tmurat shlamim. But if he said it's going to be a substitution of an ola, and then he changed his mind and said, oh no, I want it to be a tmurat of a shlamim, harei zo tmurat ola. In that case, it's counted as the substitution of an ola, because there's no way... Once you made it a substitution of an ola, you can't change it to a substitution of a shlamim. So the assumption when Rabbi Yossi in the first case says that since you can't possibly say them all at the same moment, and therefore he holds that you can even, okay, we say in Hebrew, af bigmar dvarav adam nitpas, as opposed to Rabbi Meir who said tfos lashon rishon, we go by the first thing someone says. He holds that really you can count the entire thing a person said and look at it in its entirety and not just say tfos lashon rishon. Before we move on, I just want to discuss, according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're going to say this animal is both a tmurav and ola and a tmurav and shlamim, what do we do with the animal? Because normally a tmurav and ola would be sacrifices and ola, and the tmurav and shlamim would be sacrifices and shlamim. We obviously can't sacrifice this animal both as a shlamim and as an ola. So the answer is that you would leave it to graze until it gets a mum, and then you would redeem it, and then you would sell the animal, and from that money you would take half the money to go for buying an ola, and half of it would go toward buying a shlamim. Okay. Gemara starts off. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hakol modim ba'omer tachol zo, v'achar kach tachol zo, divrei hakol tfos lashon rishon. If you say, okay, you're doing a substitution of an animal, right? Both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi would agree that if you say, first this should apply, and then that should apply, that we only go by the first thing. Meaning, if you said it was a tmur of an ola first, then there's no way for a tmur of a shlamim to be valid. And if you say, lo tachol zo, ela im ken chalta zo, Travayu kache, and they would also both agree that if you say it won't be a tmura of an ola until it's also going to be a tmura of a shlamim, then both would actually be the case, because that's a way of actually saying both at the same time. Lo nechleku, the only case they really have a machloket is ela kigon mishnatenu, only in the case just like our mishnah, damar tmurat ola tmurat shlamim. De Rabbi Meir savar midahavele lemeimar tmurat ola ushlamim va'amar tmurat ola tmurat shlamim havila ka'omer tachol zo v'achar kach tachol zo. Rabbi Meir says, notice the lashon of our Mishnah. It's strange. It says tmurat ola tmurat shlamim. It doesn't say substitution of an ola and a substitution of a shlamim. It says a substitution of an ola, a substitution of a shlamim. Since if he really wanted it to be both, he should have said and he, by the way, he didn't need to also say tmurat ola tmurat shlamim. He could have just said tmurat ola ushlamim. It's the substitution of an ola and a shlamim. Therefore, since he didn't say that, and he said tmurat ola tmurat shlamim, it's as if he said first tmurat ola and then after tmurat shlamim, which everybody agrees with. So Rav Meir views that case in that light. Rabbi Yossi Kasavar, what does he hold? I amar tmura ola ushlamim. If he had said, I want it to be the tmurat ola en shlamim, then havamina, what would I have thought? Kedosha ve'ena kriva. I would have thought that he intended it to be sanctified without sacrificing it. Okay, he thought that by saying Tmurat Ola Ushlamim, that it would be kadosh, but it wouldn't be sacrificed. Kamashmalan. Okay, so let's go back for a second. If he had, Rabbi Yossi holds that the reason why he didn't say, remember, Rabbi Meir said, because he said Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim, that's why he, since he could have said Tmurat Ola Ushlamim. And that's why he obviously meant one and then the other. Comes Rabbi Yossi and says, no. The reason why he said Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim was because he was concerned, he thought that if he said Tmurat Ola Ushlamim, then we would have thought that what he meant to, that people would have assumed that he meant, I want it to be sanctified without it being sacrificed. And that's why I'm making it an Ola and a Shlamim, so that you can't actually sanctify it. You can't actually sacrifice it, sorry. Kamashmalan, therefore, he specifically said, Tmurat Ola, Tmurat Shlamim, that he was trying to say, I want it to be sanctified and sacrificed. Okay, now the problem is that he thought that you'd be able to sacrifice it this way, but it actually can't. However, he is able to say, though, that he meant Murat Ola and Shlami. Tanu Rabbanan. Now we're going to bring other machlokot between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi that are connected to the Mishnah. Ha'omer behema zo chetziat murat ola vechetziat murat shlamim. Okay, now we're getting into, instead of saying harezo tmurat ola tmurat shlamim, what did he say? This animal is going to be half a substitution for an ola and half a substitution for a shlamim. So what's the halacha? Kula tikrav ola. Remember, the tmur of an ola gets sacrificed like an ola, and the tmur of a shlamim sacrificed like a shlamim. So this one, since again, what does Rabbi Meir hold? Okay, this is Divrei Rabbi Meir. What does he hold? That when you say, whatever you said first is what counts. So now, if you say chetzia, I only want half of it to be tmurat ola, but what do we learn when we say raglash al zo ola, right? As soon as you, if you say half the animal is an ola, then the entire thing becomes sacrificed as an ola. And in this case, said half is a tmura of an ola, which is supposed to be sacrificed as an ola. Therefore, it's going to be sacrificed as an ola. V'chachamim omrim, tireh ad shetisteh v'timacher v'yavi b'dmei chetzia tmurat ola u'b'dmei chetzia tmurat shlamim. Chachamim obviously think that it's half tmurat ola and half tmurat shlamim. What's the problem? As we said before in Rabbi Yossi's opinion, you can't sacrifice it because you can't sacrifice something half this and half that. And therefore, you have to leave it until it to graze, until it gets a mum, and then you sell it and take the money and do half of it for tmurat ola and half of it for tmurat shlamim. Amar Rabbi Yossi, notice that was chachamim, by the way. Amar Rabbi Yossi, here comes Rabbi Yossi and says, Ilechach nitkaveh mitchila, if he really meant both from the beginning, at the outset, like he said in the Mishnah, ho'il v'yevshar lotzi shnei shemot ke'echad v'rab kaimim, since there's no way to say both all at the same time, therefore we're going to say that this all counts. So now the Gemara questions this brayta and says, Rabbi Yossi, haino Rabbanan, they seem to say the same thing. So what do they answer? Kula Rabbi Yossi katan ela. Yeah, really, the whole second part of this brayta is Rabbi Yossi. Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, it's all Rabbi Yossi's opinion. It's just mentioned in the name of Chachamim. Okay, Tanya Idach, another case. Behema chetzia ola vechetzia chatat. Okay, before now we said chetzia tmurat ola and chetzia tmurat shlamim. Now we're switching both. It's not a chetzia tmura. It's chetzia is an ola. And instead of talking about shlamim, the second part is it's half chatat. Okay, so this animal is going to be half used for an ola, half used for a chatat. So what's Rabbi Meir going to say again, obviously? Tikrav ola. The whole thing is an ola, divrei Rabbi Meir, because we only say tfos l'sham rishon. Rabbi Yossi, who thinks that we can even go by the end of what somebody says, Rabbi Yossi omer, tamut. He says this animal has to be left to die. Why does it have to be left to die? Because it's a case of a chatat that can't actually be sacrificed. And a chatat that can't be sacrificed has to be left to die. Vishavin, but they would both agree, ba'omer, chetzia chatat v'chetzia ola shetamut. Okay, if you say half will be a chatat and half will be an ola, that it will have to be left to die. Why will it have to be left to die? Because half a chatat really means you're saying the whole thing is a chatat. So again, if you say half chatat and then you say half ola, they both agree that it's left to die. And it's one of the, again, one of the cases of a chatat meta. We're going to see why in a minute. So now the Gemara says, shavin mani. The fact that it says, and everyone agrees, that in chatiyah chatat v'chatiyah ola, that they die, who is that? Well, it must be Rabbi Meir, right? It's Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir, in the first case, chatiyah ola, chatiyah chatat, said tikrav ola. Rabbi Yossi said tamut. So obviously when it says, but they all agree in this case, what they mean is even Rabbi Meir agrees. But if you say that, it's pshita. Why is it pshita? Because what does Rabbi Meir hold? Tfos l'shon rishon. Tfos l'shon rishon means we're going to call this whole thing a chatat. So again, why is it obvious? So Rashi says it's obvious, okay, even though it's not super obvious, but to the Gemara it's obvious. So Rashi explains at the very end of Rashi, Dibor Matzchil Shavin Mani Rabbi Meir, he says, Ho'il ve'eno mechuyav chatat. Because this person isn't even chayav a chatat. And if you're not chayav a chatat, and you say, this is for a chatat, then it obviously has to be meta. So now they say, now why isn't it so obvious? Because ma'u detema, you might have said, ilav da'ashmu'inan. If you hadn't said this, hava amina tama de Rabbi Meir, la vishum tfos l'shom rishon. Maybe his reason is not because of tfos l'shom rishon. Elo hainu taima. The reason why he said, the reason why he says this is tama chatat mu'urevet kreva. Okay, you might have thought that in the case of what was the first case of the Braita? Chetzia ola v'chetzia chatat. Now in that case, that's a case where chatat mu'urevet. It's a chatat mu'urevet with an ola. Right? In other words, again, assuming Rabbi Meir, it's not because he holds Tfos L'shon Rishon, which is the Gemara suggesting. You might have thought that. The reason is that when you have a chatat that's mixed with something else, it's not left to die, and you can actually sacrifice it. Va'afilu ki amar chatzia chatat va'hadar amar chatzia ola kreva. And therefore, you might have thought that likewise, in the case where it says chatzia chatat, and then you say chatzia ola, maybe also you would say, oh, that's also chatat mu'revet, and it's kreva. And only when you have something that's exclusively a chatat does it get left to die. And therefore, kamash malan dilo. You might have thought that, and that's why it has to come to teach you. The chidush is that, according to Rabbi Meir, it's also not sacrificed, it's left to die. Tani idach, another bright machloka between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Amar behema zo chetzia ola v'chetzia shlamim. Okay, so now this is like the Temura case where we had Ola and Shlamim, but it's not Temura. It's like the previous case where we had Chetzi Ola and Chetzi Chatat. But now you said instead of Chetzi Ola and Chetzi Chatat, you said Chetzi Ola and Chetzi Shlamim. Here we're not going to leave anything to die because neither of these are left to die. So what do we say? Kedosha ve'ena kreva ve'ose Temura u'temurato kayotzebo. So here we're not going to see a machlok at Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. But we're going to have to say, who is this bright to go according to? But what do we say? If you start off and say chetzia ola, and then you say chetzia shlamim, so it's sanctified, but you can't sacrifice it. Ve'oset mura, and if you substitute a different animal in its stead, it would be sanctified. But utmurato kayotzebo, the tmura would have the same status as the animal itself, which is kedosha ve'ena kreva. You can't actually sacrifice it. So now the Gemara says, Mane, who is this? It must be Rabbi Yossi, who, right? It can't be Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir would say, Tfos l'shon rishon, it would be kula ola. So therefore, it must be Rabbi Yossi. But if you say that, pshita dikdosha ve'ena kreva, obviously he would say, it's sanctified and it's not sacrificed, based on what Rabbi Yossi says in general. So therefore, right, because what did we say? You can go by, we view the sentence in its entirety. And you have two different sacrifices. You obviously can't sacrifice half of the animal in one way, half in the other way. So obviously it's kedoshah ve'ena kreva. So now what? So what's the chidush in this braita? Tmurata Itzri Chale. They wanted to tell you the laws specifically about a tmura. Why is that a chidush? Demau detema, you might have thought, Nehi dehilo kreva, tmurata tekrav. It's one thing we're going to say, it itself can't be sacrificed, but maybe if you substitute a different animal in its stead, again, it's usher to do that, but if you did, maybe that animal will be able to be sacrificed. Kamashmalan, maishna hi dehilo karva, dehavya lekedusha dechuya. Tmurata nami mikoch kedusha dechuya kaatya. We say, therefore, no. The chidush is, just like it itself can't be sacrificed, because it's a kedusha dechuya, what does that mean? It's an animal that can't go on the mizbeach, because part of it is one thing and part of it is another, and therefore it was, so to speak, rejected from going on the mizbeach. Therefore, the tmura of it comes from kedusha dechuya, and therefore can't be sacrificed. Another halacha. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now we're moving out of Tannaitic debate and we're getting into a Divrei Emora. The words of an Emora. Behema shel shnei shutafim v'hikdish chetzio shelo. So you have an animal owned by two people. And one person sanctified his half. V'chazar v'lakach chetzio acheret. Then subsequently he bought the other half from the other person. V'hikdisha. And sanctified it. Kedosha v'eina kreva. This is similar to the previous case, the halacha, where we say it's sanctified but can't be sacrificed, even though ultimately he actually sanctified the entire animal. But since it happened in shlavim, in stages, we don't allow it. Why? Because from the beginning, when he sanctified only half of it, it was already something that's ready to go on the mizbeach, so to speak, but can't be sacrificed. That's what we call dechuya. And once it was nidcheh, we've learned this before, once something was rejected from going on the Mizbeach, it can never be brought on the Mizbeach. So the other thing about this is, ve'ose tmura, this animal could, if you substitute an animal in its stead, the substitution would be effective, utmurata kayotzeba, and its tmura would have the same status, where it can't be sacrificed on the Mizbeach. So now the Gemara is going to say, shma mina tzlat. We can learn three things from what Rabbi Yochanan said. Number one, Shema Mina, Kedushat Damim Nidcha. Okay, we learn that when it talks about something being rejected for the Mizbeach, it has to be something Ra'oi for the Mizbeach. So generally, you might have thought that's only things that are Kadosh Kedushat Haguf, Kedushat Mizbeach. But here we learn, this item is only sanctified in terms of its value. Right? Because what happens if I say, my half of the animal is sanctified, since it's sanctified but can't be sacrificed, that's only it's financially, and that its value is ra'oi to be sacrificed, but it itself can't be sacrificed. And what do we see here? Now it's kedushat damim, and then I buy the other half. At this point, theoretically, I can put it all on the mizbeach, but I'm not allowed to because it was already rejected. So what do you learn here? That even kedushat damim can be considered rejected from the mizbeach to the extent that it can no longer be sacrificed. Second thing, Shema Mina, Ba'alei Chayim Nidchim. Dichoy, this whole thing of rejection, is effective even in animals that are still alive. You might have thought it's only in slaughtered animals that are really ready to go on the Mizbeach. No, but even in live animals, there's actually a machloket about this, but from Rabbi Yochanan, you can infer that he holds the Ba'alei Chayim are Nidchim. They can also be rejected. And the third thing is, Shema Mina, Dichoy me'ikara havi dichoy. You can learn that if something was never, ever ra'oi to go on the Mizbeach, that can also be considered rejected. You might have thought it's only something that at some point could have gone on the Mizbeach and then gets rejected. But in this case, it was already from the beginning, it was never able to be on the Mizbeach, and it was from the moment it was sanctified, it couldn't go on the Mizbeach. And yet that's still called dichoy. It doesn't have to have a moment where it could be sacrificed and then gets rejected for it to be considered dichoy. Okay, Amar Abaye. Now Abaye continues and says, we're back now to Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Hakom modim hechad amar chetzia ola vechetzia maaser divrei kol kreva ola. We're now giving another case where he says half an ola and half something else. We had half an ola and half shlamim. We had half an ola and half chatat. Here we have half an ola and half maser. In this case, divrei kol, we're going to sacrifice it as an ola. Why is that? Because you can't just say, this is an ola. Sorry, you can't just say this is maaser. Maaser has to be done in a particular way. You have to put all the animals into the pen. You have to start counting. The tenth one is the one that's the maaser. You can't just say, I'm calling this maaser. So therefore, in that case, the second part of what he said clearly isn't relevant, even according to Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, we're going to say the whole thing is an ola. And likewise, even though the Gemara doesn't say this, it's obvious from the next case that they would say the same thing, that if you say half is ola and the other half is a tmura, that also wouldn't be relevant. And it's also, you would say the whole thing is an ola, because if he says this in such a way that there is no animal to do a tmura for, okay, you can't just say, I'm calling this animal a substitution. There's no such thing unless you're connecting it to some other animal. But what about a case where you said, Hechad Amar, continuing now in the Gemara, Chetzia tmura vechetzia maaser. If you said it in the Lashon of two things that are irrelevant, right, that don't make any sense, so what would we say? Which one is it going to be now? If you say this is half tmura and half maaser, my tmura kreva shekenu hege b'chol hakodeshim. Do we say let's treat it like a tmura because that's something that's applicable in all? You know, you could do that theoretically. You can effect a substitution for all types of different sacrifices. O dilma maaser kreva shekem makdish lefanav ulacharav. Or maybe you'd say let's call it maaser because maaser, and as each one has a certain chumra about it, or it's applicable more. Why would maaser be applicable more? Because it's not just the maaser that could become sanctified, but theoretically, if you miscount, you could even sacrifice not just the 10th, but the 9th and the 11th. So it's kind of, it has broad application, you could say. It's not necessarily a chumra, just like by tmura, it's not a chumra. It's just that it's the tmura can work for all sorts of korbanot, and the maaser can also be effective for 9 or 11. So therefore, we don't know which one it would be, and the Gemara answers teku. In fact, we don't know. Okay, new Mishnah. Hare zo tachat zo, tmurat zo, chalifat zo. These are all different wording that you can use. If you say, this is tachat zo in place of this, or tmurat zo, substitution for this, or chalifat zo, a replacement for this, or I don't know exactly how you would define all these terms in English to make them a little bit different one from the other. Hare zo tmura. All the use of those words is effective, again, to affect tmura, meaning you're going to get malkot for doing it because it's usser, and also the animal's going to have sanctity to it. Zo mechulelet al zo, ein zo tmura. But if you say, I'm redeeming this on this one, that's not a lashon of tmura. Ve'im haya hekdesh ba'amum, and if you said it's mechulelet al zo, if the hekdesh that you said it about, this is redeemed, and you said it, and it actually was blemished, yotze lechulin, the animal actually becomes chulin, v'tzarich lasot damim. That means that you have to appraise how much the animal is worth. Okay, let's say, generally, what do I do if I have a mum? I redeem it onto money, right? And then I take the money and I buy a korban. In this case, I took an animal and I said, this animal is redeemed on that animal, and if the first animal had a mum, it was blemished, then it's effective. But what do I have to do? I have to assess the value of both the animals. And if the animal I replaced it with was worth less than the animal that had the mum, the blemish, then I still have to pay the extra money to, and it's not only do I have to give the temple the animal that I replaced it with, but, or that I redeemed it, I should say, I also have to pay the extra amount that the mikdash is owed, that the first animal was worth more, so I have to pay extra money. That's what it means, sarich lasot tamim. So now the Gemara says, lemeimra detachat lishnadat pusehu. Are you saying that if I say tachat, okay, in place of, that's a lashon of lat puse, that I'm basically transferring the kedusha from one to the other? Uriminu. There's a contradiction from the following braita. Kodshe bedek habayit. If we're talking about kodshim of bedek habayit, okay, those are things that are sanctified by things whose values the value of them are sanctified to the Beit HaMikdash for upkeep of the Beit HaMikdash. If you take Kodshei Beit HaKabayit, Va'amar, Chalifatzo, Tmuratzo, Lo Amar Klum, there's no such thing as substitution for Kodshei Beit HaKabayit. It's only for things that are going on the Mizbech. But if you say Tachatzo, or Mechulelet also, Tvarav Chayamim, so what do you see here? In this case, Tachatzo is coming in the redemption category, not in the substitution category. So how could we have said in our Mishnah that it goes in the substitution category? And if you say, right, here's the clear proof, if you want to say that it means substitution, Maishna Resha, Maishna Seifa. So why is there a difference? Why is it put in the Seifa of the Braita and not in the Resha? So, Amar Abaye, Tachat Mishkacha La Lishnadat Puse, Vid Lishnada Achule. Tachat can actually go in both directions. Okay, it can be used in different ways. It could be used to say I'm redeeming it, and it could be used to say I'm substituting it. So lishnadat puse, how do we know it could be used as both? We're going to use a pasuk here. Im tachtea ta'amod ha-baheret. There you see, if in place of the baheret, right, what this pasuk means is talking about in the metzora, about a metzora who has a leprous spot. And with the translation of the pasuk is, if the spot, if this white spot that there is, stays in its place. So what do you see here? It shows that it remains in its place, which means it sounds like substitution here. Because that's what happens when you substitute. The sanctity remains in its place. Da'chule k'tiv, how do you know that you can actually redeem it? Meaning if you redeem it, it's no longer in the original one. It's a pasuk from Yecheskel. Okay, instead of the Nechoshet, I'm going to bring Zahav. So here you see it's replacing it and not substituting. So now how does this connect with the Braita and the Mishnah? When it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach, the Avdin Tmura, where Tmura is effective, and then you use the word Tachat, we're going to count it as Lishnadat Pusehu. Okay, that it's actually substitution. But where Tmur isn't effective at all, and somebody says Tachat, then we're going to call that Lishnada Achulehu. Then we're going to assume that what he meant to do is redeem it. So therefore, in the Braita that talked about Kodshei Beit HaKabayit, Tachat meant replace rather than substitution. Okay, we'll end here for today.